Howdy everyone, this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to work on goals today. If you don't have goals to work on, believe me, you need to. You want to move forward in life. You want to get to the point that you are having the best things that you can have for your life. Now, if you need motivation, just, hey, come here, and I'll try to help you with it. Hopefully, we can build a community that can help each other do that. Today, I decided that I was going to talk about the fact that what we have as a conservative movement, as people just trying to live their life without the government constantly destroying what's going on in life, we don't have that. It would be nice if we did. Believe me, it would be nice if we did. But they're not going to listen to us. You have to have some sort of power. And I know right now I don't. That's what I am trying to build up. And to build that up, we need to have a community. We need to have people that are taken as being serious. You take a look in the news today. Even those folks that are considered conservative are following the pop culture topics. Some of those topics matter. Some of those topics, I'm just sitting there going, why are you talking about The View? Seriously, why are you talking about The View? What in the world made you think that The View was something to even watch? I mean, honestly, I can't imagine anything I'd watch less. Okay, that's me. But you also have people talking about all kinds of topics that are just not necessary to talk about. They're distracting you, ladies and gentlemen, from what is really going on in the world. Now, if you want to get rid of the social issues, you need to start proving that they just aren't feasible. And you do that by proving that we are able to do these things in a better manner. That means that we need to have serious people doing tackling the serious issues. We don't have that right now, in all honesty. The folks that we constantly get put into the House of Representatives to represent the Republican Party's interest, they ain't representing your interest. They ain't representing my interest. Basically, they're stuffed shirts. They're, as I say, they are Barbie dolls and Ken dolls. Now, I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene's frustration, but she's going about it the wrong way. It sounds all good for the gotcha media. If you are listening to me, I'm not gotcha media. I am a long-term kind of person. I am going to provide you with knowledge to help us get to the point that we can get to the long term. Right now, we're not going to be getting to the long term with the people that are in Congress. We are not going to get to the long term with the people that are constantly taken up there that are of absolute no use whatsoever. We need to quit having these people dictate the message, because one, they're making us look bad. You may not think so, but I guarantee they're making us look bad. And I'm a redneck. I've done stuff, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm well aware it made me look bad. I've had your here hold my beer moments. But what these people are doing up in Washington, take a look. Okay, we're going to take a look at, unfortunately, the person that's becoming a punching bag. She's becoming a joke in the view of many. Lauren Boebert, the things that she did in that movie theater. The divorce, okay, that happens. I can't even talk about divorce. I'm horrible at marriage. I was horrible for years at being able to function in a correct manner because of medical issues. But this lady just, she's not doing us any good acting the way that she acts. Period. End of story. She isn't. She is making herself look bad. She is making the Republican cause look bad. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I'm well aware is frustrated. I understand her frustration. But the way that she is handling her frustration is making us look bad as a movement. We are at a point where, while the conservative movement, not the Republicans, the conservative movement can move forward, we are not going to be able to move forward by allowing ourselves to shoot ourselves in the foot. We have to start looking over the issues, realizing that, hey, within the conservative movement, because most people in the conservative movement actually are thinking about how to fix everything. We're thinking on different solutions. In other words, we're problem solvers. We're thinking logically. The ones of us that are conservative. If you see these people that are claiming to be conservative that only react in an emotional way, they ain't very conservative. I can guarantee that when you actually pay attention to what they're saying, they are not that conservative. Now, they may have some conservative leanings, but we need conservatives to step up and go, hey, how do I do this logically? There are enough people right now that are reacting emotionally. You hear people like Senator Booker from New Jersey, like AOC, they're constantly putting on these shows of tears. Now, am I saying don't have emotions? No. I wrote a story yesterday that I had to go walking for a while after I wrote it. It was about what the VA is did to another vet. I am not saying that you can't get emotional. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when it comes to actually fixing problems, we need to leave our emotions out of it. We need to get up, ladies and gentlemen, put on our big person's pants, our big person's underpants, and quit allowing other people to dictate the direction that we go. That's what I'm doing here. That's what this is for. This is to allow us to move forward in a way that we no longer have to rely on people that just aren't worth relying on. You take a look at Mitch McConnell. He's Republican. He barely, if even, fits, he barely has the ability to fit the description of being a conservative. He's Republican, though. He's not a Republican in name only. I told you yesterday, the Republican Party is the not Democrat Party. Let me repeat myself. The Republican Party is the not Democrat Party. Yes, the conservatives for several decades has held the power in the Republican Party. But that is not the traditional Republican Party. I don't care if you think it is. The Republican Party has always been a big tent party, which encompasses different people's viewpoints. It's been that way as long as it's been around. The primary voice when it got started in the Republican Party was severely liberal. Not in a bad way. We freed slaves. We made sure that, for better or worse, that we had national parks that were actually, saving national treasures. That since started getting abused. But that's gone to the wayside nowadays. Now we have a system that is abusing all the things that we set up as a Republican Party, which is why I don't like calling myself Republican, because it doesn't give a full understanding of what I am. I'm a conservative. I believe in small government. I believe that the Constitution is fine the way that it is, and that we don't need to have people dictating to us those things that we already know we can do via government fiat. Now, the Republican Party is constantly trying to tell us what to do. The Republican Party has a strong group within it that call themselves Law and Order, and if you try to correct certain issues, they refuse to allow those issues to get fixed. And you're going, "Well, we need law enforcement." I am not saying that we don't need law enforcement. Do n never think that I don't believe that we need law enforcement. I believe there are some very good officers. But here's the thing. Law enforcement, as is used as a political tool to attack enemies. It has been that way for a while now. And I hate to tell you this, but it's not a good thing that this is going on. You take a look at, man, where to even start? This is how bad it is. Where to even start? You take a look at the FBI. The FBI is will not police itself. The Department of Justice won't police itself, while the FBI and different law enforcement and intelligence agencies other than just the FBI keep demanding they want more and more power. They want to look on our lives. They want to be able to monitor what we do 24/7. That's even local law enforcement. You have cameras all over the place, and I'm well aware that there's risks of people attacking the United States. I'm well aware that there are risks of terrorists. But I can guarantee you that rednecks in Tennessee don't need to be monitored. Oh, yes, we do, because we happen to make stuff that can run a car, the older cars, and we sometimes sell that and don't pay the appropriate taxes. Yes, I'm well aware that we need to be monitored. Because these folks have a desire to control. Now, are there good police officers? Yes. Don't think that I believe that police officers are bad when I'm saying this. I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, and I am saying it without trying to attack anyone, okay? We don't need folks in power that are not doing our will. Seriously, we don't. If you think that who the people that are in power currently are doing your will, well, you've got a sad awakening. On top of all of this, they are collecting more data on you every day than they're actually able to collect. I mean, there's just new way that they need all of this information. Think about it for a second. Do you think that they need to know that you paid for a beer at 2:30 on a Friday when you're not a government employee? You've got government employees that are using their equipment for all kinds of shenanigans. They're stealing money. They're not only being allowed to resign, I mean to retire. They're not even facing criminal prosecution. But they want to know what we're doing all the time. They want to know if we're making $600. They want to know where we're walking at a particular time. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that these folks have our best interest at heart, because they don't. We do not need to have people being put into power that don't have our best interest at heart. But that's what we've got. That is what we have. And folks are more than willing to let the government, through law enforcement, control us. Oh, well, you broke a law. Most of the time, the folks that get busted are having a chance, or not having a chance, to live a decent life afterwards. And most of the time, and this is the God's honest truth, if you pay attention to the fact that these are not bad people, then you got start to realize that perhaps we have allowed ourselves to believe a bunch of fiction. I disagree with Charlie Kirk on very few things. I don't know Charlie Kirk. This is not advocating, but he is a major voice, and I heard him make a comment the other day that he has started believing that marijuana needs to be illegal. And I'm like, and that's the hilariousness of it. Marijuana is a plant that can grow in the earth. unless you are psychologically weak, it's not addictive. It really isn't. Unless you're psychologically weak, it is not addictive. Yet, people who fearmonger with it are allowed to dictate our lives. They're able to destroy the lives of young men and women who think, go back. How often when you were a young person did you do things that, I'm not even saying that it needed to be kept secret, but in all honesty, you probably did some things when you were younger that a little questionable. So why ruin a kid's life for doing something? Because most of the time, these aren't drug dealers that they're busting. They're busting kids who just simply are attempting to be kids. Oh, but they're over the age of 18. Yes, there are some folks over the age of 18 that are not adults. They're still experimenting. Even adults do things. And you know as well as I do. I'm a redneck. I have done the whole my beer thing more when I was an adult than when I was a kid. So, no, I am not going to bash on these kids just because they want to have a little fun. And marijuana, the only thing that they can prove is that actually happens to your body when it comes to marijuana is that while you're smoking it, that can do something to you. The overdosing, not real. You are not actually overdosing. You're high. You've never been high a day in your life, and then all of a sudden you got high. As the song goes, because I got high, because I got high. Now, do I think that they shouldn't have some kind of punishment for breaking the rules? No, I believe that they deserve some sort of punishment. They broke a rule in society. They broke a law, but ruining their lives. If you honestly believe that a kid who gets caught with marijuana should have their life ruined, maybe you shouldn't listen to my show, because I'm not going to advocate that for marijuana, for possession, not for selling. Selling, you know, you are going a step too far. But at the same time, you take a look at the instances where it's been proven that the cops framed the wrong person. You take a look, and no, it's not that uncommon. Don't tell me, oh, it's an uncommon thing. There are. Look at the numbers. The numbers are a little sad. Look at the amount of people who have been coerced by the cops to give a confession, and later on it's proven, hey, because that still goes on. I hate to tell you this, but it still goes on. Cops need to have bust. And then here's another area that the law enforcement, and it sounds like I'm going against law enforcement. I'm not. We need law enforcement. I'm just saying that people have abused the system. Let me get away from this topic, because it's just one of many. And that's the point. It is one of many. We have, at this point, a situation where we no longer have control of our country. Common sense is not being applied. In no way, shape, or form is common sense being applied. Now, you can agree with me, you can disagree with me on law enforcement. I don't mind. I say it in every episode. You can disagree with me all you want. You want to know why? Because that is how things get changed. Through good, firm dialogue. Debate, even. Not arguing, not screaming and yelling, but good, firm dialogue. I'm not going to advocate screaming and yelling. I'm not going to get on here. I might raise my voice, but I'm not going to be screaming into the microphone. Well, unless I'm watching a University of Tennessee game, and then it just becomes a thing, and yeah. So I won't be recording a show while a University of Tennessee game is going on, because then you might hear some screaming and yelling, and yeah, no, let's not do that. Because I will admit, as a Tennessee fan, that I might get a little, when it comes to University of Tennessee game, I might get a little hyper. That's been my way for a long, long time. So, no game during University of Tennessee, or no podcast in the middle of a University of Tennessee game. So, don't worry about that. Yeah, you're not going to have to hear that. But that's the thing. We need to separate those emotional topics. We need to the reason that liberals feel that they have the ability to talk on making massive changes that are, in some instances, pretty close to evil. And I hate using that phrasing. I really do. Because I'm going to have folks come on here who are liberal, and they're going to think that I think badly of them individually. No, I have met liberals that I can have conversations with. I've also met liberals that I can enjoy making fun of. It's each person's different. So I'm not going to say that I'm going to hate on somebody or anything like that. But actions mean something. And we're not paying attention to that in the society. That's the sad part. We're really not paying attention to that in the society. We are at a point where we are allowing emotions to dictate, which means that in the background, the liberals have secured many of the footholds, and they have actually acquired far more territory. I'm making some military phrasing here. But it's the truth. We have allowed the liberals to gain control in ways that they shouldn't have gained control. That's the end of that. That's the ifs, ands, or buts of the topic. And because they feel that security from having the control that they do, because most of the government, the bureaucrats within our government are liberal, they know this. Most of the folks that are in Congress, the vast majority of the folks that are in Congress, are, for emotional reasons, going to defend their rights over our rights. We are on the back foot. And the reason that we are on the back foot is because we allowed this to happen. It was going to happen. There are swings in voter attitude towards topics all the time. It's going to happen. There's no way that you can stop it. But the conservative movement did not take the appropriate steps to be able to come back in a swing, because there are folks within the Republican Party who are not conservative, who are going to side no matter what we try to do. They are going to side with the liberals. End of story. We don't have any chance right now, because we are on the back foot, as I was saying. We are allowing the Democrats to dictate. Every time you see a topic in the news that is bringing out your emotion, that's them dictating to us what the topic of the day is. They want us to make the stupid comments because they're fighting the battle on their terms. No, that does not need to be the case. That is why I created Redneck Thinker. The entire purpose of Redneck Thinker is to create a community. I don't want you to be following me just to follow me. I want you to join with me. Notice what I just said. I want you to join with me and help get others realizing that we no longer need to allow those folks that are doing criminal actions in the government, that are using the public trust to enrich themselves, that are making it secure so that the social issues are secure for their way of thinking. We need to make it so that their ideas are not secure. We need to make it so that they are not able to continuously have a revolution that is destroying this nation. And you may be telling me, revolution? Ben Shapiro had a good point the other day about this topic. I know that there is currently a divide between Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens fans. I haven't stopped listening to either one of them. I like Candace Owens. I do not covet her. I'm just saying that I'm kind of jealous of her husband. Her husband lucked out. I wish I had that kind of luck. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's feisty. She's all many good things. Ben Shapiro is someone who, while I don't agree with everything that he has said recently, and I don't always agree with him, but he has elevated discussion in this nation in a good way. And that's the point. We need people who are willing to elevate the discussion. We need people who are willing to step up and go, I ain't playing games about stuff. We need to get this stuff done. And he's done that. And Candace Owens has done that. And that's the point. They shouldn't be fighting right now. They really should not be fighting right now. But they are. It happens. Oh well. That's the situation. I mean, seriously, that's the situation. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. But I was listening to Ben Shapiro, and he talked about how the liberal movement is always talking about a revolution in this, revolution in that. And the reason for these revolutions is because they're following along Chairman Mao's dictates. I know that sounds weird, but that's what's going on. They're following along behind the folks that are proven to have made massive changes that they want to have. They want to continue that revolution. Listen to Ben Shapiro go a few days back, and he'll talk about this. I am not advocating for his show. I'm just saying that's the perfect person to ask or to listen to on this. They're winning in a lot of ways. They're winning. And so we need to get together. Redneck Thinker is, I am creating Redneck Thinker to help you get educated, help you educate yourselves. I'm going to point out books from time to time, and I'm going to go, hey, this is a good book to read. And not just that, as you do in church, we're going to have fellowship. Now, this is not an easy path. I am well aware that this is not an easy path. But we need to start having communities, more than one community, where people are joining together and discussing their ideas. And they are not yelling and screaming at each other. Us yelling and screaming at each other is what the Democrats want. You notice that they are in goose step with each other. Seriously. They are in goose step with one another. They are sitting there, and when a member of their party says something that is out of line, that is out of message, they slam down on that person. Very few are like Tulsi Gabbard, who are able to think on their own and to function on their own. Very few are like Tulsi Gabbard. And we need more Tulsi Gabbards to start waking up in the Democrat Party. But we're not going to have that anytime soon. I hate to tell you, but we're not going to have that anytime soon. So, we're going to have to deal with the hand that was dealt to us. Which means that we are going to have to stand up and go, I'm not going to deal with it. That's what I'm doing. Here's a thought. If you have never read the book Wealth of Nations, pick it up. It's by Adam Smith. He was considered the first social economist, social philosopher, economic philosophist. There's several things I've heard about what he's considered, but he wrote the first English language book on laissez-faire capitalism. Wealth of Nations is the book to read. I would suggest reading all of his work, but Wealth of Nations is the best one to start with. It will get boring. It will get boring, believe me. Because this man and the people that he worked with and collaborated with, they thought of everything. It explains what capitalism should be. By the time you're done with that, you will realize that what we have in the modern day is not capitalism. And that the ideas of capitalism are not a bad thing. So you read Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. There's an idea of what capitalism should be. Now, I am glad that Adam Smith did not was not able to record his voice. Scottish brogue from the 1700s, and he spoke foreign languages. So can you imagine that? I'm sure he was well, he was a well-spoken individual and all that, but I can imagine it would have been a little rough. Sorry, making fun of one of the greatest philosophers of all time, in my opinion. Next, after you get done with the Wealth of Nations, I want you to read the Anti-Federalist Papers. You may have read the Federalist Papers. You may not have. They're also a must-read, but I don't want you to read the Federalist Papers. I want you to read the Anti-Federalist Papers. Seriously, they were the argument against the Constitution. When you get to reading them, you'll understand why there was a concern for the Constitution. And then take a look at modern day and go, wait a minute, that kind of makes sense. You had some folks that did not want the Constitution ratified. Not because they didn't want freedom, not because they were opposed to many of the ideas in it. They believed that there were not enough protections for our rights. They believed that the Constitution did not protect freedom. They predicted many of the things that are going on today. So, that's two books right there that I am suggesting that you read. That will help set a foundation for understanding what the world as a conservative should be and why certain conservatives, me and many others, think the way that we do. You take that and you go, The next book that I want you to read, if you have not read it, is Sun Tzu's Art of War. That was required reading in the Marine Corps. General Gray, who just passed away recently. Semper Fi. Hope you rest in peace now. General Gray advocated the need for Marines, no matter their rank, to educate themselves so that they can be better Marines. Sun Tzu's Art of War is on that list. I had to read it as an NCO. I am suggesting that you read it. You may not understand it all completely, but I am saying that you should read it in combination with the Anti-Federalist Papers and Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. Because you need to start getting your mind developed. You need to start understanding what is happening in this nation and how we need to combat it. I am not saying use violence. You will never hear me advocate violence. Because there are certain topics I won't discuss. There is a particular topic that I consider that, but I am not going to go into that topic on this show because it is not an appropriate topic for what I am doing. Now, I am not going to advocate violence. I am not going to advocate that we have another civil war in this country. I am not going to advocate that we have a revolution in this country. I am not advocating any of that. I am saying that we need to win in the same manner in which the Democrats won, only we need to do it better. We need to use our logic. There were some logical folks that created the game plan that the Democrats and the liberals and this Marxist, Maoist, the folks that follow the philosophies of Marx and Engels. Those people have gotten us to a point where nothing makes sense. They are saying things that are good or evil, and things that are evil or good. We've got a strong structure under us as conservatives. Depending on where you live, you are in areas that are conservative. You may not have that ability. If you don't have that ability, just realize that there are those of us that are seeing what's going on and attempting to get others to work with you. And for those of you that live in safe areas, we need to start working on spreading out. California is not a safe place. Not even a safe place for liberals. It's just a bad place. Texas has a lot of good things about it. Tennessee. All of these places are good places to start. Virginia is quickly, thanks to the fact that there were several people that were Republican that were put into offices and they acted badly. And because they were acting badly, it caused the Democrats to gain a lot more power than they should have had in Virginia. But that's fixable. Plus, you have all of the transient people that moved to Northern Virginia to live in D.C. to be in the government. So, what we need to do is we need to educate ourselves. The next thing that we need to do is we need to vote for the right candidate in the primary. It starts with the primary. It doesn't start with the general election. The general election, if we don't choose correctly in the primary, then the general election's just eh. Might as well just vote for Cthulhu at that point. Don't go with the person in the primary that has the biggest cult of personality following. Yes, I'm well aware that many people in the conservative movement are Trump supporters, and he has a cult of personality about him. We're going to talk about the House of Representatives right now. Go with the person who they've shown that they are successful in their life. They have a grasp on the real issues, aka mining, what DEI is, what ESG is, all those kinds of topics. You don't want somebody who is constantly talking about pop culture issues. They're not always talking about social issues. We need people going into office that are wanting to make changes that will help the economy, that will help us be independent as a country, and that are advocating for our freedoms. Accountability to the Department of Justice employees that are constantly committing crimes and not getting thrown in jail because of their crimes. This is what we need to do. We need to work on the primaries with the House of Representatives. Right now, we've got the House of Representatives. We've got to keep the House of Representatives. And the only way that we can do that is by keep voting in people that are worth voting in. Don't vote in the Barbie dolls. Don't vote in the don't vote in the Ken dolls. Vote in the people who are going to do the work that are necessary. Vote in the people that aren't giving an appearance of being conservative, but those people who have proven to be conservative. I do not want us to have to continuously, because the elections for the House of Representatives every 2 years, Senate 6 years, President's 4 years. So every 2 years, we should not be covering that topic over and over again. As a community, we need to realize that we need to advocate for the best person to bring about change. You also have to realize is that in certain areas in this country, that a person who is strictly conservative is not going to get elected. So the best that we can do is get a Paul Ryan situation going. Demographics mean everything. Understanding demographics. Oh, you can do so much with understanding demographics. Paul Ryan understood demographics. He was far more intelligent than he's been given credit for. He was being elected in an office, in a district, a House district, that was split down the middle. I've talked about this before. I don't know how many of you were here for these podcast episodes. He was constantly getting elected out of a district that was split down the middle. He probably still is. In that district, that district is probably still pretty much split down the middle because they don't change drastically over the years. So he had to figure out what he had to do to be able to be elected every year in a district that he required. It wasn't a, I might do some things to get noticed by Democrats in my district. No, he had to get Democrats voting for him. End of story. You take a look at Massachusetts. Now, I will be perfectly honest with you. I'm not exactly the person that will advocate for a Republican out of the state of Massachusetts. There's something about that state that the folks that come out of there that are Republican, they worry me a little bit. I'm talking about the ones that get elected. There are good Republicans that have come out of that state, but those that get elected, especially on the state level, Mitt Romney, Gary Johnson's, let me look up this dude's name. I forgot his name. Gary Johnson's VP candidate. Okay. Gary Johnson ran for, 2016. Is this the correct one? Who was the person that was running with him? This is him. Bill Weld. Eh? I mean, maybe you think he was a good guy. Number one, he started out, he was elected governor of Massachusetts in 1990, re-elected in 94 by the largest margin of victory in Massachusetts history. Take a look at Massachusetts. This is the state O'Kennett is. This is John Kerry's home state. They continuously re-elected John Kerry, and he got elected. So the same people that were voting for John Kerry were voting for this guy. Had to happen that way. There's no other way. The people that were voting for John Kerry were voting for a Republican. Think about that for a minute. He served under Bill Clinton as the United States ambassador to Mexico. But he was denied. But he was nominated by Bill Clinton to serve as the ambassador to Mexico. He then moved to New York and tried to become the governor of New York. This is a guy who, this is a Massachusetts Republican. Mitt Romney, while yes, he is currently representing Utah, was the governor of Massachusetts. The track record for Republicans that are elected on the state level in Massachusetts, no, we don't need those anymore. I'm going to continue this topic tomorrow. I am thinking about putting out another podcast tonight that has nothing to do with politics. It does, but it doesn't. But I'm going to continue this discussion tomorrow. I think that we need to continue to. I'm developing this in my head. Yes, I know people talking about, oh, you need to develop before you go on air. The thing is that there are so many interlinking ways in which everything needs to be done that no, it's not possible to necessarily do it by scripting it out. This is a topic that even if I scripted it out, I am going to go off topic. I know I am. It's just the way that things are going to be. So we'll continue this tomorrow. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, like, subscribe, comment. I want to know your feelings on it. The only people that have commented that I have seen on my Rumble, where I am going to promote this, my Rumble is what I'm going to promote. The only people that I've heard or seen comment are folks who are marketers. Well, I've got other thoughts on who that what they are, but I would like to hear your thoughts. I do hear people's thoughts, or I do hear people. I do read what people write in Facebook and MeWe. Nobody actually follows me in Twitter, really. I've got followers, but I didn't ask for those followers, and I'm not sure if all of them are real. I know a few of them may be, but I'm on Twitter, Redneck Thinker. I'm on MeWe as Paul Shannon. I've got a Ramblings of Paul Shannon on Facebook, Writings of Paul Shannon on MeWe. I am Redneck Thinker. I have a subreddit, Redneck Thinker. I am on Rumble, Redneck Thinker. I am on YouTube, Redneck Thinker. I have a book called The Founding Freedoms Primer. It is written in video or visual novel software called Twine. It is able to be opened up via your web browser. It is set up like a, it's in software that can be used to create video games that can be played via your browser. It's trustworthy software. It's on itch.io. I will post the link in the description. I have a Patreon. It's Freedom VN, Freedom Visual Novel. I'm not going to change the name because that's yet another area. I've got several things that I want to do, but education. my Founding Freedoms Primer. It is a compilation using the Bill of Rights. I found what the founders wrote on the different freedoms. So, I want you to go there and download it. It is free. It really is. It's free. Help me out on Patreon if you want to. Now, if you want to donate for my book, itch.io has the ability for you to donate. But all this will be in the links. I will talk to you later, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for listening to me. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker, out.